Blog Talk Radio.
Smallville Talk Podcast. I'm very excited because tonight we are talking about Superman's new costume. It's gone through some changes lately, and we'll discuss about the updated version of the costume for the Man of Steel. For those who do not know, yes, he has changed once again, so we'll talk about that. So if you're not aware of it, call in. Call in and join in on the discussion. We're live right now for another 27 minutes. Our number is 909-232-9227. Again, our number is 909-232-9227. And that's Smallville Talk. All right, from area code 239, welcome.
Matt from Florida. What's up, Jesus?
What's up, sir? How's it going?
Not much. Interested in learning about Superman's new costume. Wow, he's going to upgrade it. Batman, still no trailer. They say we were going to get the teaser in Jupiter Ascending, and still they didn't upload the damn trailer for
did
Batman
you go,
Superman.
Did you go see Jupiter?
No, I didn't have any money. I don't really want to see it, but I searched all over the internet, even YouTube, and they didn't upload it.
Hmm.
Yeah, so what's new about the suit?
Yeah, well, there's another caller. Let me put that person on. Eric code 609. Who is this?
Reverse Frank, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Reverse Frank, how's it going?
Not bad, man.
So, did you hear about the change in Superman suit?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I'm going to have to, me and Joe usually agree on a lot of things. And only when it comes to predictions, we differ greatly on that. But other than that, I mean, to speak on behalf of Joe, I mean, they're doing too much with that. And I'm starting to become like Joe, and I'm starting to miss the original red underwear outside the tights.
Oh, God.
I mean, it doesn't even look like, he looks like an emo Superman. I mean, I don't know. Let's just stick to the regular old Superman with the super with the underwear outside the pants, please.
Yeah, so if you guys were fans of the new 52 Superman, which I was like, okay, that looks kind of red. You know, I dig the collar. I dig the armor. He is the Man of Steel, so why not, you know? Why not have a really smart, extraterrestrial to have that ability, to have that outside armor? So what the new changes to the costume, Matt, is that they, do you remember the new 52 Superman?
Well, I do remember in the Injustice Gods of Mungus version. Was that new?
Oh, yeah, mute.
No, it's probably let's see, did you see Justice League War or
yeah, and I saw I'm trying to think,
or the Atlantis movie.
Yeah, So that's the
New 52.
Cool.
And then what they did is they changed the belt buckle. It's now
it has the
oval yellow belt buckle instead of the like the shield, like the diamond cut belt buckle that the New 52 one had. Now it has a yellow oval buckle, and then also, like a reverse Frank mentioned, he kind of looks kind of like an emo because his sleeves, they're not cut at the wrist. The sleeves almost look like cut-off gloves. Like if you, the cut-off fingers, like biker fingers,
oh.
You know, like the biker gloves. But the whole sleeve goes all the way to the, you know, to the hand.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's another interesting addition. So it looks like he has claws because, you know, his fingers stick out at the very end.
Wow. One thing I did, I love Man of Steel, guys. I absolutely love Man of Steel. But one thing I really hope to see in Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice, is like a classic remake of the Fortress of Solitude. I mean,
I know. I wonder what they're going to do next. You know, because what I thought was going to be the fortress was the ship that totally got destroyed.
Yep, it totally got destroyed, and Zod crashed it in Man of Steel. And I watched it, by the way. I told you that last week.
Superman doesn't have the key anymore.
No, he could find a way to rebuild it because the ship was destroyed as well. He used the sand and drive.
Remember, Dr. Hamilton pressed the key on
his
pod? Yeah.
He died. It's sad.
Yeah.
I read something at Movie Pilot. I mean, like,
yeah, Movie
what
Pilot.
The heck? Because what the heck? Why
they
did
just,
they kill
they just
off
found
Dr.
out
Hamilton?
That Dr. Hamilton died.
I mean, why? Because he helped Superman in the comics and the cartoons, even on Smallville. We got Dr. Emil.
Maybe he's in a different dimension.
Yeah. Do you think we'll see the parallel Earth, alternate Earth in Man of Steel 2 or whatever type of Man of Steel?
Maybe if they do like a Bizarro Man of Steel.
Yeah. Can't you imagine how awesome Metallo's going to look if they go down that route? I mean, I know we're going to get Lex Luthor, possibly Brainiac. I can't wait to see Brainiac or even, I know we're going to probably get Doomsday. The movie itself is going to be awesome, Jesus. We're like just 1 year away. I mean, once it's this March, I mean, why hasn't that teaser dropped? Like, every time I'm
we don't know yet. Yeah. Okay, we have a new caller from air code 469. Welcome to the Smallville Talk podcast.
You know who it is. It's your boy, Superboy Joe from
Hey, Florida. There he is. What's up, Superboy?
What's up, guys? You having a little conversation about the new Superman suit?
Yeah. Have you read up on the latest and greatest on the new suit?
I hate it, dude. I think we talked about it on DC Comics Talk last week.
No, we were talking about his powers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the belt.
It all started to sound the same.
That's okay. No, that's cool. I don't like the fingerless gloves. I hate them.
Oh, my gosh. Why would they do that?
I don't know. It doesn't make sense. I mean, what are they trying to make them look like, a biker? I mean, what's up with that?
Right. And then they came back with the boots, too. They changed the boots back to the Christopher Reeve boots.
Yeah? That's cool. I like that. I like the belt and I like the boots. How do you feel about the cape over the chest? Do you like
no.
that?
No. It's like, what's going on?
I don't know what they're doing to Superman. I don't know.
And then he looks like Samoan.
He kind of does, huh?
Hey, guys, greetings from King. as movie pilot on Arrow. Diggle could become Green Lantern. How do you guys feel about that? What do you think?
Well, we're gonna save that for Arrow, Matt. Thanks for sharing. Okay, so let's go back to Superman. Do you think there's reasons why we're getting like cut off fingers at the tip of his costume and why the costume changed? Do you think they're gonna address it?
I think they're just trying to make him more appealing to a younger generation. They're trying to make them look badass is what they're trying to do, I think. I don't know, man. Who knows?
Are they trying too hard, maybe?
I think so, but you never know. For all we know, that costume could serve a purpose with his new power. Who knows? Who knows?
Oh, right, and that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I still don't like it. Yeah.
So, Matt, do you think you might like this new costume?
Yeah, I mean, once I finally see it in the opening scene, or once we see the epic fight battle between Batman and Superman, that's going to be so bazinga awesome. I mean, I can't wait to see the new one. Yeah, I always say that. I tweet it and I say it when I'm so happy and get excited for something.
All right, so we have a new caller from area code 469. Welcome to the Smallville Talk podcast.
Chris from Canada.
Hey, Chris. So have you heard about this new Superman costume change?
No, actually, I haven't.
Yeah, you have, Chris. Yeah, I told you about it the other day.
Oh, maybe I was drunk.
Maybe she was drunk? Okay, good answer, Chris. All right, so yeah, Chris, he's going to have like cut-off biker gloves that are in unison, you know, in a uniform type of out of his costume. So it's like all together.
At least he's not going to have cut-off biker shorts.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine?
They need to leave him alone.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, they need to leave him alone.
I mean, do you think this is just a little gimmicky?
Absolutely.
Yeah, what about you, Matt? Do you think it's gimmicky for DC Comics?
What? I didn't get that. Say it again?
I said, do you think it's kind of gimmicky?
No.
He's asking if you think it's a gimmick by DC for them to do all this stuff to Superman.
Yeah. Just to get more buyers.
I do think it's kind of gimmicky or whatever the word it is.
I don't even think it is a word.
No,
I want to announce right now. We have a special announcement. I wish I had a drum roll.
Wow.
Issue 38 of Superman that introduces the new powers, the new solar flare, has already gone into second printing. So that means they've sold out of the first printing, and now they're going into a second printing. So it must have been huge that people were I need to have that comic book that has Superman's new power. Because for all history, this will be that one year that, you know, Solar Flare totally blows up and is even used in the movies.
Wow. It's true. I bet now you can find the first printing on eBay for a lot of money.
Oh, I'm sure. So there you go. Another true testament that, you know, Superman is still out there. He's still pop culture. He's holding his own.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, cool. So I want to open the floor to you guys. So, you know, anything you want to talk about, if you guys want to continue our discussion of the costume or his superpowers or anything Superman or Batman versus Superman related, Now's the time. All right, Superboy, anything you want to talk about amongst us?
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to get your guys' opinion on how Warner Brothers DC, well, not how Warner Brothers DC, but what does this mean for Warner Brothers DC now that Marvel has negotiated a deal with Sony Pictures to get the rights for Spider-Man? I mean, I said this a couple of years ago when they announced Batman versus Superman. The only way Marvel now could top DC is if Marvel got Spider-Man back, and now it happened. I mean, this is huge, guys.
This is huge for the multiverse.
This is competition now, guys. I mean, all engines are ignited. All systems go. These guys are going for it, man. I mean, I kind of think now, okay, I doubted that Warner Brothers was going to release the trailer, the teaser for Batman versus Superman with Jupiter Ascending, but I now think that Warner Brothers probably caught early wind that Marvel had made a deal with Sony to get Spider-Man, and they probably knew they were going to release it soon, that news, so they held the trailer back. They probably pulled it and said, you know what, let's hold on, because if we release the trailer now, the news of Spider-Man could possibly water down the awesomeness of the teaser trailer of our movie. That's what I kind of think.
Interesting.
I think that.
Chris, do you agree? Do you think they caught wind?
I do agree. It could be. I'm not. Yeah, it could be that way, yeah.
Okay. What about you, Reverse Frank? Do you think Warner Brothers caught wind of a Marvel Sony announcement?
I'm not sure what to think. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do, and if that's even the truth. But I want to ask Matt one question.
He's not here anymore.
He's not? He knows it's not for the movie. He knows that the costume change wasn't for the movie, right? Because he just said he wants to see it for Batman.
That's what I was thinking, too, yeah.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
He thought it was the movie we were talking?
He said. He said, I can't wait to see the costume in action against Batman. And I was going to say it, too. I was going to say, no, Matt, this is for the comic book.
I even said they make him look Asian. How can you make Henry look Asian?
Yeah.
But I think the first printing sold out so quick is because someone bought them because they want to burn them.
Okay.
And his gloveless, his cut off finger
crickets,
glove.
Crickets,
he reminds
Francesco.
Me of a, that's okay. Whatever. He reminds me of a little like emo girl sitting at the lunch table with her head bent over, like with the hoodie on. With those gloves.
Yeah.
Wow. Tough crowd, huh? Every time I say something, you guys are like thinking, not knowing what to say.
We're just letting you finish,
like,
man.
It's
We're
like I said something in like a market.
Yeah,
like,
comedy's hard. Hey, comedy is hard.
It wasn't,
because
it wasn't
if it was easy, there would
be
tons of comedians out there.
Absolutely.
But no, I just figured that he looked like a emo girl with those gloves.
Yeah, and the hair.
It's Romita Jr.
Yeah, Romita Jr. Okay, thank you. Goodbye. Door's right there.
Yeah.
May I? No, you may not, sir.
You may shut your mouth.
All right, wait. Superboy, are you done? I'm sorry, sir.
Well, let me just make this last point. The reason I think the studio heads at Warner Brothers caught wind of what Marvel had negotiated. And, you know, all the studios know what's going on with one another. They have moles in there that find stuff out. And the reason I'm saying that is because last year Marvel was going to release something, and DC was going to release something because they found out Marvel was going to do one. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was like in July. Marvel was going to release something major, and DC was like, okay, well, we're going to counter that with this. And it didn't happen, but I remember that everyone was talking about it. And that's why I'm kind of thinking,
Warner Brothers may have released the trailer with Jupiter Ascending, and then they pulled back when they found out about Spider-Man. That's why I say that. You know, I'm not just pulling out my butt. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I'm done. Yeah, Chris can make his Chris can ask his question or whatever he needed to do.
All right, good. Hey, Chris, do what you need to do.
I was gonna ask if I can be able to see that picture of you guys are talking about with a new costume. Is it like a comic or something? You need to be posting stuff on Twitter, like whatever we're talking about, the costume, you need to be posting on Twitter.
Wow. Okay, anything else you need me to do?
you told me to
do. I thought I was doing
this
for fun.
Yeah.
May I
Come
play
on,
the
man.
Picture?
Relax.
Are you gonna tweet it?
Relax. I'll tweet it. As soon as we're done, I'll tweet it.
Hey, I'm sorry, Jesus. I wasn't trying to make you. If I said anything to offend you, I wasn't trying to make it seem that way.
What do you mean?
Like, because I was like, Chris can do his thing. I wasn't trying to act like I was running your show. So.
No.
Okay,
hey, man.
Cool.
Everybody
well,
relax.
Everybody take
a deep breath.
Everybody get a glass of wine.
A glass of wine or Prozac.
Wow.
All right, Chris from Cador, the floor is yours. Anything else you want me to do?
There's a lot.
Don't answer that, Chris.
There's a lot. Okay, I shouldn't have asked. I knew it.
Yeah, I'm very interesting to see what they wanted to do with Superman. I'm thinking they need to leave him alone. He does not need any alteration, correction. He's already got like a perfect costume, you know, than most of all the heroes we know, you know. And I mean, he's perfect, you know, he's perfect. You know, I'm not trying to be like a. I'm not saying this. Oh yeah, because you're a Superman fan, whatever. No, this is the hero that we've known growing up. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
It's
like burned in our brains.
Yeah, he's been in this costume. It's amazing. You know, we don't need Grodd. They don't need Grodd. The gloves are gonna probably burn away whenever he's walking through fire, you know. He isn't going to be alive, you know, but they're going to go away. But we don't need that, you know.
Yeah.
So they're probably just trying to, oh, okay, we are born now. What should we do? Oh, hey, let's create another, you know, something to put on Superman, please.
A gimmick.
Yeah, gimmicky.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. All right. Let's go to Reverse Frank. The floor is yours, sir.
Hey, I just got. I just was reading Movie Pilot, and they're gonna put a penis ring on Superman next.
Wow.
Oh, that movie.
And we went to rated R.
Yeah.
Well, you guys did something else tonight. God forbid.
I feel bad for Lois.
Oh, wow.
Who?
For Lois.
Oh, my God.
For Lois.
Okay, well, was that it, Francis?
Francis.
Did you call me Francis?
I mean, Francesco.
Don't you mean reverse?
Everyone relax. Everybody relax.
Everyone
calm down.
Hey, yeah, you better
everybody
post
calm
that
down.
Picture on Twitter. Hey,
everybody's on edge tonight.
I know, man.
What should
man,
I do?
Like
what should I do
credit.
On Twitter, too? What?
Post that picture on Twitter, Jesus. I want to see it.
Wow.
Of what?
I mean, of what? Of Superman's
costume.
Picture. I'm just trying to make fun of Chris. We are the world.
See,
we are the
future. The ring that they put on there.
Chris, and by the way, Chris said his gloves are going to burn up. You know his suit's not penetrable, right?
Well, but they
didn't
say they're going to put it like a... I know, they didn't say it's going to be the same from the suit. They didn't
what do you think? You think he's wearing, like, old Navy gloves?
Hey, Seuss, I got something to say, man.
Yeah.
Right.
You know why I think you don't like the way they're drawing Superman in issue 38 and 39? Because it's John Romita Jr.
Yeah,
he does he does horrible Superman. And not only that, Jeff Johns is leaving the Superman books after issue 39. A lot of fans are pissed about that because they thought, okay, Jeff Johns is going to come back in, bring these books back, bring back continuity for Superman. And it was all just to get – everyone's thinking that it was just to get Romita Jr. in there to draw Batman with Superman. It's kind of disappointing. I don't like the way he draws Superman either.
I don't like it. Not one bit.
Forget,
and then now with the costume change, I'm like, oh, who the hell are you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't forget to mute me.
Why is he being muted? Is he working?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to take credit for his name, Reverse Frank. I gave him that last night.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not going to ask why, but nice.
Oh, no, it's nothing dirty, dude. Of course not.
No. what do you mean? I didn't say nothing.
Well, because when it came out, it sounded kind of dirty. I was like, oh, I'm not going
to
say anything.
Oh, okay. When you gave it to him last night?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we retracted. Don't worry. Chris is saying, wow.
Yeah.
You okay, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so some Batman versus Superman stuff, you know. Rumor mill is still out there that they might still be shooting some reshoots. Do you think this movie did a good decision to now separate themselves from Civil War? Because as we heard also that now they're going to try to introduce Spider-Man as soon as possible. So the first upcoming one would be Age of Ultron, but that's a little late. Do you think they might have like an end credit for Spider-Man? And also because of this, do you think it was a good choice for DC to move it up in the long run? Let's go to you, Chris.
To move the event. Oh, okay. I think it was a good the time slot that they moved to. I think it's gonna be perfect.
It's like 2 months ahead, right?
Yeah, it's gonna be good for Disney. Because at that time, I doubt we have any other competition. So, and I think it's they made a good decision.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that Spider-Man might show up at Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Possible now.
Yeah, interesting. All right, what about you, Superboy? Your thoughts?
In terms of the BVS moving up, I think from a financial standpoint, it was the smartest move, even though people say DC Warner Brothers blink. If you're saying that, you're an idiot. You're an idiot if you think they blinked. It was probably a thing from the start to get people to talk anyway. It was just a stunt.
Oh, yeah.
So from a financial standpoint, yes, it was a very wise decision. And from what I read, Spider-Man will be in one future Marvel movie and one Marvel movie that's coming out next year, which is Civil War. That's the only Marvel movie that's about to start shooting. So that has to be the one that they're going to put Spider-Man in. So, I think it's probably going to be more than an end credit scene now that they got
For Ultron, right? Like an end credit scene?
As a matter of fact, I didn't think about that. You could be right. But I think in Civil War, Captain America 3, I think they definitely will incorporate him in at least two-thirds of the movie. I absolutely think so.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Francesco. Your thoughts. Do you think it was wise that DC moved Batman versus Superman?
I don't know Francesco, but I know Reverse Frank.
Oh, Reverse Frank, sorry.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. To me, whatever, it doesn't matter if they moved it up or I just can't wait. I can care less about Spider-Man right now. I just can't wait for BVS.
Okay, and that concludes our show. Thank you, guys.
I guess
talk to you guys next week.
Wow, that's awesome. Can't wait to call next week. All right.